Kathy, would you transparency these for us? Ready, Brother Jesse, come on. Crystal, why don't you count for us?
We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna worship.
You might have to turn one of those mics down. It's feeding.
We're gonna praise. In the morning, praise Him in the night, praise Him all day long. We're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Hear me sing this song. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship. All day long, we're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Hear me sing this song. We're gonna worship the King. We'll take it, hallelujah. We're gonna praise. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King.
Chris, why don't you come on over here?
Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the morning. of His grace. Let the rain is falling, and you take your pain. Signs and wonders, miracles, it's for the church today. Without a doubt, it's time to shout. The rain's on the way. Let the rain is falling. Wonders, miracles, it's for the church today. Without a doubt, it's time to shout. The rain's on the way. That the rain is falling, it tells of His grace. That the rain is falling, it takes your place. Signs and wonders, miracles. Church today, without a doubt, it's time to shine. The rain's on the way. And the rain is falling, shout up His grace. The rain is falling, and you take your place. Signs, wonders, miracles, it's for the church. The rain's on the way. When the rain is falling, it showers of His grace. When the rain is falling, and you take your place. Signs and wonders, miracles, it's for the church to.
Say praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Say whatever you need, God's got it. Amen. Praise you, Father. We love you. Thank you for your mercy and your power. Praises to your name.
You can turn me up, Crystal, just a little bit. It's offering time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just stand up. You can turn it down just a little. Everybody stand up. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. If you're giving by cash tonight, hallelujah. If you're giving by cash tonight, we have offering envelopes if you'd like one. Anybody else? All right. Crystal, I need you to run for me and get the plate.
Just put it. She's that basket right there.
We'll use this tonight, amen. Easter basket. There's more room in this one. All right, let's stand up. If you're still writing, you check out. We'll wait. Thank you, Father. It's good to give, isn't it? The Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. That doesn't mean that we need a revelation of what that means. If it says it, it's true. That, of course, we know we'll get something back when we give, but think of just the blessing that it is to be able to give. Let that revelation sink in. Meditate on that. It really is a greater blessing for you to give than for you to receive. That's a powerful revelation if you can grab a hold of it. Amen. If you've got your offering ready, you can lift it up. And we'll all agree by faith. If you have a need or anything, just lift it up to God right now, and we'll agree by faith that those things will be taken care of. Thank you, Father. We just worship you, Father, with our giving tonight. We praise you with this offering. We offer our best to you, our first fruits, Father. We give you our very best, Father, because you are deserving and worthy of all that we could ever give you, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, that as we obey in the principle of giving, that you are making a difference through this money in this world. And not only that, but you're blessing this ministry, and you're blessing us as we give into this ministry, Father. I thank you, Lord, that every need in this place is met right now by your supernatural power, that every bill is paid. We just rebuke worry and stress over money right now in Jesus' name, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for faith that calls those things that are not as though they are. And we call those bills paid, those debts canceled, and those needs met, Father. We thank you for doing the impossible as we do what you've told us to do, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. You can bring it up and put it right in here.
Praise the Lord. Do you love the Lord? Well, bless God. We got a lot to get done, don't we? But we can get it all done in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a lot to get done, but we can get all of it done in Jesus' name. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of y'all ready to do exactly what God wants you to do? Amen. Some of you want to do it, huh? How many of you want to do all that God wants you to do?
Amen.
I need to get some more amens on that, amen? How many of you here because you're hungry for more of God?
Amen.
You need more life and that life more abundantly, amen? That only Jesus can satisfy. Do you know God wants to bless you? How many realize that God wants to bless you? In case you're wondering. You got to get something in case I forget it. I can leave so much stuff up here. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you put your faith where it needs to be, God will turn around and give you good things. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Why don't you stand up all over the building? Amen.
Amen.
Start to pray in the Holy Ghost. We got a lot to get done. Amen. We've got a lot of things to get done, but by the grace of God, we'll be able to accomplish everything that God sets before us. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Pray out real loud for me. Glory to God. How many are baptized in the Holy Ghost? How many got the Holy Ghost and glad about it? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Why don't you open your Bibles with me? Is that okay? Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's God's heart to bless absolutely everybody. And if you come in here tonight, amen, it's okay. You don't understand, precious. God's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. Huh? We're probably not even going to read it yet. We're not even going to read it yet. You can just be seated. I praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
You know, it's God's desire that everybody be blessed. And if you're sitting in this room right now, you're not here to get in trouble. God doesn't need to bring you to church to put you in trouble. Amen. If you're going to get in trouble, amen, God's going to leave you out in the world and let the devil do that. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So if you're sitting in this seat tonight, amen, there's only good news for you. You hear me? Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
That means there's still hope if you grab a hold of the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
If you grab a hold of the Word of God, there is hope for you, and it'll bring change for you to your life if you want that change. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now the Bible says in Psalm chapter 37 verse 1, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down. Remember what we were talking about this morning when we read those scriptures about the people that were selling in the temple and doing all those things, and God called those things wicked, right?
Yeah.
And all those things wrong. That's wrong to miss God, isn't it? But don't you get upset. Don't you get, when you find the devil trying to do stuff, don't fret. Don't get upset. Don't let it get to you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
For those that mean your harm, those that mean the will of God harm, guess what? Don't you even get concerned about it. You know what? Because they'll soon be cut off. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. How many of you want to trust in God? How many of you want to have a good life?
Amen.
If you want to have, you want to hold on to God, you want to trust in the Lord. But it's not enough just to trust in God. It's not enough to have belief on the inside of your heart. So many people think, if I can just get a bunch of faith, I'll be all right. Well, the Bible also says faith without works is what?
Yes.
There is no such thing as any so-called person walking in faith and not doing anything.
Amen.
Now, we can preach the good word of God to you, tell you all the good things that God wants to do, and God wants you to apply your faith to it. But if you're going to apply your faith to it, you're going to have to put a little bit of elbow grease on that word. Amen. Look at somebody and say, you're going to have to do something. Amen. If you're not willing to do anything, amen, God needs to move on some situations. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to move until you move. Amen.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all. Trust in the Lord and do what? What is it? Everybody see that same verse that I did? Amen.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord and do good. So will you be able to dwell in the land.
Amen.
That land of abundance, that land of faith. Amen. So many times we get kicked out of that kingdom that God desires us to be in. Amen. Some of us are walking in supernatural realms where God is making supernatural provision for us, and we don't know how it's happening. How's this bill getting paid? How's that bill, you know, how am I making it? You know what? You're dwelling in the land that God's provided for you.
Amen.
And you're going to have, if you want to remain in that supernatural miracle, you're going to have complete trust and confidence in God. But it's not enough to be sitting up there wishing and hoping for stuff. You also got to do good while you're in the land.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. And it says, trust in the Lord and do good, so will you dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be what? Fed. How many of you want to be fed the good things of God? How many of you want to be fed the good things of God? How many of you are tired of being hungry? Tired of being hungry for eternal life. Tired of being hungry for good life. Amen. Tired of being hungry for God's best. I wish I had this. I wish I had that. Amen. Well, if you get into God, God will give it to you. If you sit up here and you hear the word and apply your faith to it, God will give you great things. Amen. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord. What is your delight supposed to be in? Then you'll be able, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Has anybody got any desires tonight? Anybody got any supernatural, any desires whatsoever? How would you like to have a lesson on how to get the desires of your heart? Are your desires pure? Are your desires pure? Are they consecrated by God? Have they been anointed by God? Amen. Are they going to bring good things to the kingdom of God? What are the desires of your heart? Amen. I tell you what, when you get a hold of the anointing of God, when you get a hold of other people by faith that will stand with you and walk with you, God will bring those things to you. Trust in the Lord with all, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and trust also in him. I tell you what, how many have your way committed to God? Amen. Somebody say, where do you want to be next year? Wherever God wants me to be. What do you want to do tomorrow? Whatever he tells me to do. Amen. How many have committed your way to God? You've got to trust in him that he's not going to lead you astray. He said, commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. So many of us are on the way. We got a vision of what we want from God. We got a vision of what we perceive God, that what God wants to do for us. Amen. But we got to trust God and trust his way. God, I want to go north. I want to go way north. And God says, go east or go west. Go anywhere but north. But you know what? You got to have trust in God to go where God sends you. Amen. And to do exactly what God tells you to do. And in obeying God, you got to know that you're going to get closer to the desires of your heart. He'll bring it to pass. How many believe that God will bring it to pass? If you're faithful in his direction, God will bring your dreams to pass. Even when you're dealt things that you don't understand. So many of us play cards. You know, sometimes you're dealt hands that you don't understand. Someone say, there's a plan. Say it. There's a plan.
There's a plan.
Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Y'all want to play church? We can play church if you want to. We can just clap songs and make a little bit of noise. Amen. Or we can have real church. Amen. He will bring it to pass. I'm going to tell you what. Your plan will not come to pass until you get that revelation on the inside of you. He will bring it to pass. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. And that word will is a lot different. It's not that he can do it. It didn't say he can bring it to pass. Amen. It says he's willing to bring the plan to pass. Somebody say amen. But you've got to trust God. You've got to obey God. You've got to follow his directions. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Everybody say, thank God for that. Some of you getting afraid, say, what do I got to do? What do I got to do? What step do I got to take next? I got to exert this, exert that. Somebody say, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
Amen.
Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in the way. So many times we're given assignments from God, and it looks like it's just going to take me a long time to work through this. Amen. It's going to get me farther from where I want to be. Amen. But we've got to trust God's plan for us. Amen. And rest in that situation he's given us. Amen. And be patient. Somebody say hallelujah. You won't be a step behind. You're going to be on time where God wants you to go. Amen. So many of you want ministries and you want to do supernatural things and you wonder why that thing's not coming to pass so quickly. Amen. Because you're not resting in God. You're not patiently waiting on God. Amen. And I tell you what, to patiently wait on God means a lot than just sitting around doing nothing. Somebody say hallelujah. When you wait on somebody, you serve the Lord. Amen. And Jesus said that for me. Sitting up there, now if you were going to be a waiter, anybody heard the term waiter? You go to a restaurant and they wait on them, what do? Waiters serve, amen?
Amen.
When we rest, I got a promise from the Lord. But while I'm waiting on my promise, amen, I'm going to wait on Jesus, amen?
Amen?
And the Bible says, if you've done it to the least, somebody say, the least of these,
the least of these.
You've done it unto me, amen?
Amen.
Don't be upset. when other people get onto what's so-called the good stuff. Amen. All around here now, I can be really honest. How many ministers do we have in here? How many people on my wavelength? If not, I'll pray that God tune you into something. Amen. But for those that are wondering what's going on, amen, this is just, God is in control. God is ultimately in control. I pray that God gives us one of those dimensional messages, amen, that everybody gets something out of it, but those that are really hearing can hear what we're really trying to say. If you look around our community, if you look around our city, amen, everybody wants to build a work. Everybody wants to build a ministry. Everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to do all those things, amen. And you can make compromises just to do, I mean, to be big or to be great, to be whatever. Amen? In Nations Church, God gives us assignments. Amen? And I want you to know you're the assignment that God has put on our heart. Amen? And as we wait on the Lord, somebody say, while I'm waiting on me for God, amen, to do exactly what he promised to do, amen, I'm going to serve you. Somebody say hallelujah. Along the way, we're going to prosper somebody else. We're going to give the word of life to somebody else. And you know what? We won't be a step behind anybody. Amen. God will get us where he wants us to be right when he wants us to get there. Amen. How many of you have been around here and know this is a supernatural church? I mean, you've been around here for a while. You would not believe. I mean, we've had 4 or 5 Nations churches. Amen. We've been faithful with every assignment God's given us. Amen. And we'll be faithful with this one. Somebody say hallelujah. We covenant with you, amen, to get you blessed, amen. If you want to be blessed, amen, we'll bless you, glory to God. If you want to come up from where you are, amen, we'll give you the word of life. Make sure it's clearly communicated to you and stand in faith with you till the thing comes to pass.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Cease from anger and forsake wrath, amen, and fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Now, I tell you what, when you're given assignments you don't understand, amen, when our plans get a little interrupted and we don't understand some things, amen, we get a little frustrated, amen. And when we're getting frustrated from those things, somebody say hallelujah, amen. Brother, hallelujah, I'm going to be a blessing to you, amen. I'm going to praise the Lord. Cease from anger and forsake wrath and fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. You're going to be tempted to do evil while you're waiting on God. How many have a revelation of what evil is? You're going to be tempted to do evil. And what is evil in God's sight? Straying from his path for your life. Forsaking the assignment that he puts before you. Amen. Not dealing with the responsibility that he's given you. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I will not
get angry with assignments.
Amen. I will not fret. Nor will I do evil. Now I tell you what, I made up my mind. I'm not going to sin, glory to God. I've been there and have no desire to go back. Amen. And I'm not sinning just so I can get to heaven, glory to God. I'm not sinning because I just don't feel like it. Amen. It just doesn't do me any good. Amen. Hallelujah. But I made up in my mind that I'm to not accept what God has given us to fulfill or to speak, to preach, or to do would be evil in the sight of God. Amen?
Amen.
Some say, I will not shrink back from any responsibility. But I'll stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen? To accomplish what he wants us to accomplish. For evildoers shall be cut off. How do you know what people laugh? See, people come up real quick. How many of you want to be John? Up real quick as they come up, faster they go down. Ministries come up real quick. You see people, you don't know who they are. In 4 years, they're the big this and big that. And then 10 years down the road, something happens. You don't even see them anymore. Amen. Ministries 2,000 and 3,000 strong. We know some of them. Amen. 1 minute they got 2,000 or 3,000 people in it. 2 weeks later, amen, ain't nobody in the house. Why? Amen. They have not disciplined themselves to stay for the long haul. Amen. People that stray from responsibility, amen, people that don't do exactly what God tells them to do with faithfulness in every season, they're the ones that get cut off, amen? But I've made up my mind, I'm not going to be cut off for what God has for me, amen? I'm going to be faithful, amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, thou shalt diligently consider his place and it shall not be. Does anybody believe in prophetic preaching? Yeah. Somebody say, and yet, a little while, the wicked shall not be. What do you think God's doing around our nation? What do you think God's doing around our city? Amen. When you're dealing with the devil a lot of times, see, you know, if you just hold your peace, somebody say, hold your peace. Hold on to what God told you to do. Amen. Keep your mouth shut. Be faithful with that assignment. Glory to God. Then God will turn around and fight your battle. Somebody say, as I'm doing what God wants me to do, patiently waiting and patiently serving God, patiently ministering and doing what, guess what's happening? Those that might stand in the way are being moved out of the way. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. But the meek, somebody say, meek, shall inherit the earth.
Amen.
And shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory.
Now I want you to jump on over here. Hallelujah. The other verse we want to do, we want to give you another verse, and this verse is for those of you on the second side. Amen. That verse right that we just read here was to encourage ministry people. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're ready to do, to practice this peace that God gave us. Amen. Somebody say, the sooner we get them blessed,
the sooner
we can get on to what God wants us to do. Amen. In verse 11, verse 28, it says this. Come unto me, all. Somebody say, all. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am weak and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is what?
Easy.
And my burden is what?
Light.
God wants to lift your heavy load tonight. Amen. The Lord wants to lift your heavy load. He wants to lift you up from your circumstance. If you want to be delivered, God will set you free. How many believe in the power of God? How many believe in the power of God? But you've got to come unto God for him to do that thing for you. How many are ready to come unto Jesus? Anybody heavy laden tonight? Anybody heavy laden tonight? Anybody got a burden that God needs to lift? What do you want God to do for you? What do you want God to do for you? Amen. Whatever it is that you desire, God can do it. Somebody say hallelujah. Now I want you to stand up right where you are. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to do something a little bit different than what we normally do it. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say we're just going to get right on it. Amen.
Amen.
And I want you to start to pray in the Holy Ghost. As I was riding over here, my brother had the radio going, but we could still hear. Amen. Hallelujah. And I perceived something in my spirit. Amen. And I saw some things. Amen. And you know what? If you walk through with what you see, amen, it might bring blessing to people. Amen. Some said the gift of wisdom. Say it again.
The gift
of wisdom. We've seen so many gifts in manifestation. We've seen so many supernatural gifts in manifestation. We've seen gifts of healing in manifestation.
Amen.
We've seen gifts of prophecy in manifestation. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We've seen the gift of evangelism in manifestation. We've seen the gift of signs and wonders in manifestation. Amen. But I tell you what, tonight God said, be careful. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, tonight I visualized in the spirit and I saw something I wouldn't usually see before. Amen. And you know what we're just going to do? We're just going to walk out with what we see. Isn't that all right? We're just going to walk in the gift of wisdom tonight. Is that all right? How many need the wisdom of God tonight? I know that sounds really weird. I don't know if anybody needs it. I know that sounds really weird and really strange. Amen. But that's all we got is what we get from God. Amen. And somebody might need to have an answer tonight. Amen. And I want you to know that Jesus is the answer. Amen.
Yes, he is.
That the Lord is the answer and the anointing of the Holy Ghost will set you free. And so many people are walking along blindly. Losing every day, wasting their days, wasting their moments, and God wants to help us out. I tell you what, when God says, listen, I put before you blessings and curses, amen, life and death. And when God said, choose life, that was wisdom in manifestation.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe God can do those things for you? Now, if you pray real hard, we'll have that manifestation. Other than that, we don't have nothing, amen. Now, you just pray in the Holy Ghost, amen. And we'll just flow in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Anybody been praying about wisdom? Wisdom in any area. If you've been praying about wisdom, don't be. If you've been praying for wisdom in any area in the last week, specifically, that means you had to have said the word wisdom in prayer. God, I need wisdom. You have. Amen. Get up here. Amen. If you've been praying in that area, come on up here right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody, isn't this different? Amen. Krista, why don't you play a little softly for us, Jesse? Get it right there. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you handle it? Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now, y'all know us. We don't play games with people and all that stuff, but can you handle it? Amen. Ask for the wisdom of God, but can you handle it? Amen. You're going to have to judge that stuff. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come up here. God's got wisdom for you. Amen. You might have a job, but you need to get a real job. Amen. You need to come out of that stuff and get on what God has for you. Amen. Don't play games with God. Amen. Make up your mind what you want, whether you want to be free, whether you want to be bound. Amen. If you want to be free, God will set you free. Amen. But you got to get serious about it. You got to commit your all to God and give Him everything, and He'll heal you, He'll deliver you, and He'll set you free. Do you believe that? Amen. It's that easy. Say, I choose to have life. I choose to come out of all those things that God has revealed to you. Amen. Now, I know God's been dealing with you with certain areas of your life and telling you certain things. That's wrong. Amen. This is right. That's wrong. And He's been speaking those things to you. Amen. You've been acting like you haven't heard God, but you have heard God. Amen. Amen. You've chosen to do the other thing when God's been leading you another way. Amen. But you've been choosing to go down the other path. Amen. Am I telling the truth? Am I telling the truth? Just this last week, God's been telling you to do certain things. You said, well, no, I don't think I want to do it that way. I want to do it this way. But God said the only way is His way. Amen. The only way you're going to get God's help, amen, is to listen to the voice of God and obey it immediately. Somebody say hallelujah. God wants to restore your mind and put back everything the devil stole from you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you feel the power of God on you right now? Amen. Do you feel that sense the power of God? Father God, right now, heal it. Right now, in the name, set them free. Hallelujah. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Right now, in the name. You want to be free? You believe God can set you free? You believe? Brother, is that Scott? Come here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been praying for your brother? What's been your prayer? Amen. That he finds a brand new job. And what else? And a brand new everything.
Embellishes with the Spirit.
Thank you.
I hope
Thank
people
you.
Read the Bible without shame. I hope people will respect Him just as He is. As people develop Him in that belief, they'll be able to explore His life, and He'll have a brand new life, and they won't have to judge Him.
Yes. Somebody say praise God.
Everything.
Hallelujah. Say, Father.
Father.
I give you my life.
My life.
Father, right now.
Father,
you want to be free?
I'm free.
Do you want to be free?
Yes.
You believe God can set you free?
Yes.
You're looking at me. Amen. Do you believe God completely set you free?
Yes.
You want to give it to Him?
Yes.
You want to give it to Him?
Yes.
When did it happen?
Today.
Hallelujah. Stretch out your hands. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we go back to that situation. Father God, where this thing started. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, let your healing power, you are the Savior. If you can save, do it right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father God, we curse every curse spoken against him right now in the name of Jesus, and we pray for a total restoration of his mind in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that he take hold of the life of God. Take hold of the life of God, the vision of God, the plan of God right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of praying the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. What is it that you need to do? Huh? You need some wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. The wisdom is don't die. The wisdom of God is don't you die.
Amen. So stop contributing to death. There are certain things that we do in our lifestyle that bring us, that don't bring us prosperity, that don't bring us grace. Amen. That don't bring us provision. Amen. When we do things God's way gives us life. Amen. How can you expect to receive life when all of our actions proceed to death? Amen. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to men, but in the end it only leads to death. Amen. But the gift of God is eternal life. You need to embrace the gift of God once and for all and hold it close to your heart, and it'll work for you. Amen. Amen. And it'll work for you. That means tomorrow when you leave the church, amen, we're here for you. We're here for you to love you. Amen. We're here to love you. We're here to walk you through. We're here to help you out and do anything that God told us to do. Amen. But there's got to be a decision on the inside of your heart that you're going to walk it out every day. Somebody say, today is a day of decision. Today is a day of decision. Amen. And I need you to repent. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Stretch out your hands. Am I making sense to you? Am I making sense to you? Amen. Am I making sense to you? In the wisdom of God, amen, God's been dealing with you. You know which way is right. You know there are certain things that you know is right. Amen. I'm not coming down on you in a hard way or anything, but God said the wisdom of God. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can sit up here and preach for 12 years and all this other stuff when you can just tell them the truth. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God is to escape. The wisdom of God is to escape. The wisdom of God for you is to escape, to put away things of the world completely, all of it. Amen. All of it, and consider it to be death. Because if you continue to walk in a direction in your own understanding and by the word of God, guess what's going to happen? It'll kill you in the long run. But it's not God's will that you perish. It's His will that you'd have life and life more abundantly. So say right now. Say right now. It's hard to do that, huh? I say right now, I receive God's best in the name of Jesus. I will do with the Holy Ghost leads me to do. Father, give them your ears right now in the name of Jesus. Give them your ears right now in the name of Jesus. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. See, it's that simple. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Somebody say, hear God and obey. Hallelujah. You going to choose life? Hey, amen. When those decisions come your way, what thing are you going to decide to do? Amen. What thing are you going to decide to do when those decisions come your way? Amen. You have to make decisions, huh? You're going to walk with the Lord. Amen. You're going to walk with the Lord. You're going to choose not death, but choose life. Say, I choose life. I will never. Does this make, does anybody walk with these people? Anybody can be, Gloria, come up here. You're kind of like a minister in that area. Do you understand any of these things? Do you understand any of these things? Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. Say, I choose life. I will never
choose death
again.
I take on
the yoke of Jesus. He will restore me. He'll restore me completely. Hallelujah. Father, right now, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You need to give up. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm sensing right now by the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm experiencing. Now, I don't even know, my sister and somebody else might know. I'm discerning bitterness. Glory to God. Amen. A bitterness and an anger and almost a resentment at things that have happened in the past. Amen. Just an anger. Amen. But you still are hanging on to God. Amen. But you're really mad at Him. Amen. Hallelujah. But God wants to turn that around for you. God said He was there for you. If He hadn't been there, you would have been dead. Amen. And He's been trying to make life better for you, but you won't listen to Him all the time. Amen. But as soon as you start to listen to God, He'll change your situation completely. But it's meaning you're going to have to give up some stuff. And the stuff you're going to have to give up ain't worth keeping no half. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God has spoken to your heart. God has spoken to your heart. He spoke to your heart three times this week with specific directions, but you're afraid to follow through with it. Amen. You're afraid to follow through with it because you think you're afraid to follow. Does this make sense to you? He's spoken to your heart three times this week and told you to do something. Amen. And that thing that He told you to do, it's going to set you free, and you will not be ever be alone. It's going to turn good, and God's going to restore it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Did you tell anybody about that? Did you talk to anybody about that? Huh? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. You're going to be okay. You know, most of the time that wisdom is knowing that you've already heard the voice of God. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. You can live to obey God. Now I'm going to ask God to bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you okay, my brother? Amen. You're not choosing to go back already, are you? Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody say, come on up here, dear. Come on up here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What did God tell y'all to do that y'all did not do? What did God tell you to do that you did not do? Huh?
What did God tell me to do that I did not
Yes. Hallelujah.
He told me to pay my tithe.
That's not, honey, praise him. Well, amen. What, God, amen. There was a time when y'all made a decision. Amen. Y'all made a decision to walk with God. Amen. And to do, y'all were in here about 6-7 months ago. You made up your mind you were going to run with God with all of your heart and all those other stuff. Amen. But you know what? You have to completely obey God in every step of the way and don't turn back any of the way. And now you realize that when you compromise in your decision process. Amen. Amen. When you compromise in your decision process, you go completely back. Amen. But God doesn't want you to go back anymore. He doesn't want you to be. There's a spirit. Listen to me. I perceive this by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And I'm very concerned about it. Those that know me and hang out with me, there's a spirit of incarceration in this area. There's a spirit of incarceration in this area. The devil wants you bound. The devil wants you bound. The devil wants you bound. Amen. The devil wants you bound. That's a spirit. And you know, a lot of times what happens on the outside in the natural is really a foreshadow of what's going on in the spiritual realm. Amen. But there's a spirit of bondage. There's a spirit of bondage, but God wants to set you free right now in the name of Jesus. There's a spirit of bondage. Somebody gave you a word about that this morning. Amen. They told me they did. Amen. About a spirit of bondage. But if you want to be free, you can be free. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Want to be free? Want to be free? Want to be totally free? Want to be totally free? Do you believe God can set you free?
Yes.
Believe God can set you free? Father God, amen. Hallelujah. You're going to, oh, hallelujah. Now, this is really crazy. This is a wisdom meeting, amen. Now, y'all don't mind if we just do what the Holy Ghost tells us to do and say it. Would y'all be offended, amen? Amen. Do you have a shave, a razor? Amen. God says shave. Amen. There's a couple of days you came in, I'm not saying you look all rough, or whatever it is, but you came in and I saw a different man. Amen. But God said you need to look good. Amen. I saw 3 days ago, that last meeting you were at, you came through the room and I saw potential and all those other things. And as we're going tonight, I didn't want to go there because I don't like to get too personal and stuff. Somebody said, but wisdom. Wisdom is just basic answers. Wisdom is just basic answers. He'll tell us to do a simple thing, and wisdom will do that. Amen? And as you obey God in one area, it will open up another area. Somebody say, amen? What can you do if you want to come out? Somebody, we think it's some big thing. Amen? It's usually a small thing that we can do that can change our life forever. Amen? Hallelujah. Get ready. God's about to bless you. He's about to bring you through. He's about to bring you through. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I speak to your wisdom right now, and the wisdom of God is to shave and to look your best. Amen. Shave and look your best because God's about to give you a breakthrough. Amen. You're not despondent anymore. Amen. You're not captive anymore. You're not held. Amen. You don't have to be where you are right now. You don't have to go back where you've been before. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you intend to stay where you are, amen, you will. If you intend to stay where you are, you'll go back. Amen. But if you press it a little bit and try to go up to the next level, you'll make it. Amen. And everything will be all right. Say, I choose to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I choose to be prospered right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit of addiction right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sensing deliverance over here. I'm sensing deliverance in this thing. Hallelujah. Does that prayer go for you too? Hallelujah. Does it go for you? Amen. You still going to love me? Hallelujah. Father God, I break every spirit of addiction right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Somebody say evangelism. Anybody that's dealing with any form of addiction, God will set you free. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. What's the wisdom of God? Amen. Hallelujah. God said he would bless you. He said he would prosper you. He said he would bring you out. He's doing exactly what he said. And the wisdom of God is to hear God and immediately obey. Immediately obey. Stop questioning him in your mind. Glory to God. What do you want God to do? Huh? Save you. Oh, I thought you were saved, huh? Huh? You are saved. Why do you want him to save you now?
New job.
New job. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, someone say deliverance. People refuse to believe this. People refuse to believe in deliverance. People refuse to believe in deliverance. Amen. But how many have been through here when we've been through seasons of deliverance and people were new creatures after God did it? Amen? Hallelujah. What job are you believing for?
Computer
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 And what is it that you want, sister?
I want more strength and more power.
More strength and more power. More strength and more power. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. How long you...
I've been saved for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Lord, save me at the age of Magnolia, Texas.
Where at Magnolia?
I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Sanctified and filled with the Holy
and
Ghost.
That was my...
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Keep confessing. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise thank God. Praise Jesus. God. How many of you believe God can do something?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
expand
you,
the mind in the
thank
name
you,
of
Jesus.
Jesus. Expand the
thank
mind.
You, Lord.
Hey,
thank you,
Lord. Yeah, come on now. Free. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Who's sister is it? Who? Gloria?
Thank you, Jesus.
Did y'all bring the sister to church?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Pray
thank
in the Holy
you.
Ghost, everybody.
Thank you.
It's the same.
You,
it's the same thing.
Thank
same
you.
Thing all over the place. Amen. It's the, but we're trying to be decent. Amen. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, but God has the power to fix it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray for that delivering power of the Holy Ghost. Pray for that delivering power of the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray for that delivering power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Samah, free in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in Jesus' name. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Yantombaba Saba, every foul spirit in the name of Jesus. Every I curse every foul spirit. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for this healing. Thank you for his healing. Thank you for his restoration in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, restore. Restoration in the name. Thank you, Father, for what you're already doing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Restore. 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 Right now in the name of Jesus. Restore. Right now in the name of Jesus. Restore. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You're not going to get another assignment until you complete the one you got. Restore right now in the name of Jesus. Some of you have been dealing with the demonic. I'm not saying you're into demonic stuff, but some of you have been dealing with demonic manifestations. Tonight is the night to get delivered. Come on. Hallelujah. Some of you have been Osha. Thank you. This is all about evangelism. I tell you what. Some of you have been, there are several people that are oppressed demonically right now. And now is the time for that stuff to be lifted. Amen. Now is the time for that stuff to go in Jesus' name. If you want to be free tonight, you can be free. If you want to be free tonight, you can be free. Now we're trying to play this stuff real nice. Amen. Glory to God. We're trying to play it real nice, but every once in a while you got to go to battle. Hallelujah. You're going to be free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Come out. Free in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. No spectators in here. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Some of you are bound. Hallelujah. All kind of spirits in this place. Hallelujah. Foul spirit. Come out in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Set her free in Jesus' name. Set her free in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. Get on with it, church. So Jesus said, dude, hallelujah, you want to be free. Where's God? Hallelujah, you've been oppressed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What is it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've been, you want to be delivered. Set her free. Come out in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He'll set the captive free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our religious come on out of here in the name of Jesus. There's some people that have lost some things that God wants to give them back. Hallelujah. You're going to get over here and get in religion when people need to be free. Jesus is the answer. I've seen it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. What is it you want? You want deliverance? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You believe in God for deliverance. God bless you, precious. Come out in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Provoke it. Provoke it. Provoke it. Provoke it right now in the name of Jesus. Provoke it. I dare it to manifest. Hallelujah. I tell you what, the strongest devils try to play it safe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Anybody dealing with anger right now? Glory to God. Anger right now. Glory to God. Spirits of rage, spirit of anger, get up here. God will set you free. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. If there's rage or anger, get up here right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 If you got any type of manifestation on you, you need deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That spirit of anger, come out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of anger, deliver in the name of Jesus. Loose in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. I'm going to be sweet, baby. Don't worry about it, okay? Hallelujah. Loose here in the name of Jesus. Deliver. Spirit of anger, spirit of rage, set them free in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at your face. Does anybody see this? Am I crazy? Am I just on my own trip? I mean, but can you see the difference? How many can see the difference? Have you ever seen people's complexion change? Isn't that amazing when you see God? Isn't it cool, brother? Hallelujah. You are a mighty intercessor of the Most High God. He'll provide for you. He'll provide for you. He'll make a way out of no way. You hear the voice of God. That spirit of anger, set her free right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of abuse, we curse it right now in the name of Jesus. Take your hand off of God's property. Never again in Jesus' name. Anger, hallelujah. Anger, leave. Thou foul spirit of anger, leave. Foul spirit of rage, leave right now in the name of Jesus. Anybody out? Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at this. Spirit of anger, leave in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Those of you, let me tell you this. You don't have to be upset when people get sick. You know, they don't have to be beat up over their head because they're sick. But there are devils out there. Amen. There are devils out there. Glory to God. And we believe the Bible. Amen. And Jesus came to set the captives free. But we're just not used to seeing it anymore. We're used to tolerating and going through a bunch of stuff over it. Amen. When it's God's will that they be set free. Hallelujah. Now, I've had, you don't know this straight up, I'm not crazy, amen, but we've had very successful ministry in the area of schizophrenia. Anybody that's been dealt, I mean, we got several people, amen, that haven't been dealing in that area. Don't be ashamed, glory to God. Be free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that spirit, somebody say, God knows, amen. God knows, amen. If you've been diagnosed or in any area, manic depression, schizophrenia or any of those errors right now or any psychosis right now, get up here. God wants to set you free. You believe God can set you free. You believe God can set you free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now, certain areas, amen, it's certain areas, certain things, there are different types of things. Sometimes schizophrenia is demonic. It has nothing to do with how people were made. It's a demonic manifestation. It has nothing to do with retardation or anything like that. It is a different spirit. That is a different spirit. And you can cast it out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you've been hearing voices, wiggle your finger. Hallelujah. Or have strong influence in that area. Hallelujah. You believe God can set you free? People, we're not nuts. We're not inconsiderate of different people's weaknesses. Amen. But Jesus came to set people free. And I tell you what, it takes a price. Somebody say, it's real easy to get up there and just do something when it's not you. I tell you what, it takes something to stand in faith to bring people up here for deliverance in that area because you're stepping on some shaky ground. But Jesus came to set the captive free. Thou spirit of schizophrenia, I curse you in the name of Jesus and call you to take your hands off of God's property. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. How do you feel? Hallelujah. How do you feel? 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone on the
She's been diagnosed with psychotic
features. And before you got, I was telling Doug to tell you to pray for me for that. And before I could tell him, you spoke.
She said she was sitting back there and she was just telling him her diagnosis. And before he said, Doug, get up there and tell him. Get up there and tell him. She said, before she could tell me exactly what she wanted to tell me, we had already spoke it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not a mean person. I don't mean to hurt anybody, but I saw the Holy Ghost do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That didn't hurt. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, she's gone. Hey. Ha ha. Isn't God? Now, you know what? To have this many in a church this small. Somebody say, well, they all must be out there. Amen. No. No, no, it's God. It's God. God knows what to do. He said, I'm going to send an anointing to set them free over there. You get over there and I'll set them free. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You believe God can do it? Amen. Hallelujah. So you've been praying a long time. You believe there's going to be a manifestation in that area? So listen, is it nothing? We're not shooting it at all. I've seen God do it. I've seen God do it. I've seen God do it, set people free. Hallelujah. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we curse that demonic spirit, that demonic generational curse of manic depression, schizophrenia, and tell it to take his hands off God's property right now in the name of Jesus. How you doing? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You have depression. It's gone. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you dealing with yours in a different area? You want us to pray? Hallelujah. Please pray for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In that area, there are thoughts, uncontrollable thoughts. And you're not getting audible voices, are you? But you're just getting impressions and thoughts you don't like. What is it? How is it manifest on you?
It's just, it's pure. It's hard to tell sometimes.
The voice. Amen. Any spirit that's unlike God, I curse you and tell you to take your hands off God's property right now in the name of Jesus. Sotalahai, 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 solatapaha, prokofumahandarigo salahai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want everybody that's been praying for any area of deliverance in that, any area of deliverance. If you still don't want them to deliverance in other areas, amen. Somebody, then people say, well, how can I be a minister? How can I be something else when they're dealing with deliverance? We know people that have been out there in the field. See, I grew up with people that ran the voice of healing and different things. You would not believe how many of those generals had to deal with some of the same spirits, amen. Had to deal with some of the same spirits. So don't think this is something unusual. Amen. Those people struggled. Do you know that Larry Lee, how many ever heard of Brother Larry Lee that gave us prayer? You know, the prayer ministry, Brother Larry Lee. Do you know he was a diagnosed schizophrenic that God set free? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can be free if you want to be free. Somebody say glory to God. That's where Rodney Howard Brown, the Rockwall Church that had that big anointing, was a delivered schizophrenic. Somebody say, praise God. And God set him free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in a deliverance, yes, sir.
Schizophrenic, Roy, schizophrenic,
cussing to himself. So let's kill Roy. He's cussing. So pray for him too.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, praise God. Father God, set Roy free right now. He just reminded me of something. There's a spirit of death. Spirit of death, spirit of suicide. Spirit of death, spirit of suicide. Wherever it is, amen, you can be free. Suicide is not necessarily an action. A demon of suicide is not a demon. No demon has the right to take your life. It will only talk about death and talk about depression. It's a voice. It's a voice. It's not a force. It's a voice. Amen. And that voice can be dismissed from your life. Glory to God. If you want it to be dismissed. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to have that anymore. Amen. Yes, sir. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, many times this has turned into somewhat of a deliverance meeting. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many? We have got to have faith to have everyone totally restored. We've got to have that. Yes, ma'am. Somebody say hallelujah. Yeah. All right. Jesse, pray out and curse the spirit of suicide right now or spirit of death right now. Just go on. Hallelujah. Wonderful dear. Hallelujah. Sister Elaine, this is your day of deliverance. This is your day of deliverance. And when you prophesy those things and you speak, Sister Elaine says, listen, I'm a pastor. Does Sister Elaine have a church yet? Has anybody got your church? Okay, praise God. I'm cozy. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The devil has come against you and he's attacked your mind, but God wants to set you free. But the confession that you have, I'm not meaning to embarrass you. I'm not meaning to hurt you. I'm meaning to get down to business, my dear. Amen. Hallelujah. But the confession of your heart is true. That's something the devil has not been able to steal from you. Glory to God. The confession of our heart is true. Hallelujah. The confession of our heart is true. Amen. And God's going to restore that. He's going to restore that. I don't know what caused whatever. Was there a crisis or anything like that? Amen. What was it, my dear? Amen.
Well, I need new life.
Huh?
I need new life.
You need new what?
I need new life.
You need new life.
Yes, sir.
Have you been going to church?
Well, I'm looking for me a church.
Uh-huh. Praise God. So you've been through deliverance meetings, huh?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Have they been effective?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
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 Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My. Somebody say, we just might as well get deliverance ministry, huh?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what people need. That's what they need. Amen. Give the people what they need, right? Somebody say thank you, Jesus. I will not leave them alone till they're completely free. I will not leave them alone till they're completely free. The devil will have no resting place in this ministry. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You can't take it. Go someplace else. I will not leave the devil alone till everybody's completely free. Hallelujah. 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 Come out in the name of Jesus. Set her free.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Set her free 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 in the name of Jesus. Whatever foul spirit attacked this vessel, loose your heart. I command you to loose your heart right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Every day a new day. Every day a new day.
Every day a new day. I speak to that condition right now in the name of Jesus. And I tell you to cease. In the name of Jesus. 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 Why keep coming over here? Why do I keep coming over here? Why do I keep coming over here? Come over here. Get up here. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where are you working?
Thank you, Lord.
What you doing?
Thank you.
Framing
Thank
houses.
You.
Uh-huh.
Thank
you didn't
you,
think
Jesus.
God can restore you.
Thank you.
You didn't think God can restore you or do all those things. Huh? Uh-huh. Picked you up and dusted you off. Now you said, now I'm at a resting place. You're not at a resting place. God wants to do complete restoration to you. You're not to do, amen, that he wants to do a complete restoration to you, and you cannot hide out. Amen. God's called you for success. Glory to God. You're trying to hide behind a different image, behind a different thing that is not you, and you know it. And you're not going to be able to rest there. God's calling you out. It says to go for it. Amen. It's in you. Doesn't matter what you've done. You say, well, I've messed it all up. I've messed it all up. It can never be put back together again. I can never own my own company. I can never do those things. Amen. That I used to do, whether you used to do it or not. Did you do that at one time? You had your own company, didn't you? What kind of company was it, huh? Framing company. Amen. God wants you to get it back. In the name of Jesus. That's the wisdom of God. Don't you worry about your record. And sister, when you said tithe, that's right. Amen. Because he's going to have some big ones. Start now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. See, God will get people restored and give them big bucks. Glory to God.
Huh?
When did you say that to him? Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. This is salvation.
Amen.
This is. Did you say that to her? You told him to tell me that. She just got on you today. And somebody say, well, that's just obvious. No, it's not. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. You get a job. Uh-huh. You go get one this week. Hallelujah. You hear what I'm saying? Huh? Yeah, they will. I don't want to believe that. They will. No, you better let it get cut off, whatever else it is. The wisdom of God is to stop that and go on for life. You don't want to be stuck in that rut. You go get a job. Huh? No, go get a job. Forget the application. Get the job. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And people say, why is he on that boy? Amen. I heard in the car with Brother Rex on the way over here. Amen. And every once in a while, you just get it, and it's just solid with you. Amen. Somewhere in that meeting, you're going to tell that brother. Amen. And that's specifically what it is. Amen. Hallelujah. And then I can say, hey, wisdom meeting. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He got all in your business tonight, didn't he? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you hide anymore. Don't you hide anymore. Don't you hide anymore. You think you're going to hide out behind some stuff? Behind some stuff, God knows exactly who you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, hallelujah. Time to come out of the woods and come and stand strong. That's a successful man. Hallelujah. That's a blessed man in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you going to do this week? Thank you, Jesus.
Day program in the daytime, they're doing me job training. I can get a job that way.
You get a job this week.
I will. I'm getting job training right now.
You get a job as you're getting job training. Get a job.
Give me a job out of training. Give me a job.
Okay. Get a part-time job as you're going to job training.
Give me tomorrow.
Huh?
Give me tomorrow. Don't they get program? They go job training.
What time you get out?
3 o'clock.
Okay, you can be to work at 4. Glory to God. When I tell people to get a job, you know it's God. Amen. Amen. Because I'd love you to be praying and singing all day long. Amen. But that's the wisdom of God. Amen. Listen to me, brother. It's not his yoke is easy, his burden is light. That's the easier way. When God tells you something, he's telling you something not to, oh, he's going to mess my life up. Man, darn. Amen. He's looking to bring you out. He knows what's best for you, and that's what's best.
Oh,
And that's what your aunt wants you to do?
Yeah.
Praise God. You just do what God tells you to do. Amen. You feel better after you heard that?
Yeah.
You feel better after you heard that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come here. Hallelujah. Don't you feel bad, brother. Don't you feel bad. Don't you feel beat up? Amen. Don't you feel bad? Don't you feel beat up? Don't you feel discouraged in any way? Amen. Hallelujah. And don't you think you're going to be some flunky somewhere. God wants to bless you. He wants to restore your mind and bless you. Amen. God wants to put the pieces back together again. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have got to have God's kind of faith. God wants to make everybody whole. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? We don't have a choice until we get people restored to God's level, and that is the gospel. Jesus went about everywhere preaching the good news of the gospel and doing what? Good. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can be. Hallelujah. Praise God. What are you thinking about, precious? Hallelujah. You need a job too? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody don't got a job, raise your hand. Everybody don't got to get up here right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, pastors, turn to Republican. Glory. No. No.
I think Gloria should open up a personal care home for the church.
I think she should do whatever God tells her to do. Amen, I believe it. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah.
You just came this morning.
Huh? We're just taking care of business. Amen. Amen. You need a job and you're in debt. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, pray in the Holy Ghost. I don't want to go there. Someone said faith.
Faith.
Say faith again.
Faith.
Remember that message that we talked about? Sometimes God has a way. He has a way, and His way is always the best way, but it's really hard to put your faith in God's way because the devil will make temporary provision for us sometime that cause us to stay where we are. Amen? Somebody say hallelujah. But you're going to come out of that mess. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just stretch out your hands right now in the name of Jesus. Sister Elaine, you got a job too?
Case study.
Huh?
Case study.
A case study. What's a case study job? For case study. They study in you. Hallelujah. Huh?
Praise the Lord.
We all family. We all family.
Huh? I just say Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you. I tell you what. Y'all got to hear the truth. I'm your pastor. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm your pastor, and your pastor is going to tell you the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then whatever you need, the wisdom of God, amen. Let me tell you what. The devil will pay you to be broke. He will pay you to be broke. Amen. He will pay you. Listen, Moses had to make up his mind that he wasn't going to take Pharaoh's treasures. He wasn't going to take any of the pleasures of Egypt. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Moses had to make up his mind that he was not going to receive any of Pharaoh's pleasures. Amen. Someone said, the devil will not provide for me anymore.
God
is my source.
Is my source.
It takes faith to believe that. It takes faith to believe that. Amen. And so he said, well, good Lord, what am I going? You find out, you'll have more time. He got you in fear. I sense two spirits. Amen. I don't sense a lazy spirit. It has nothing to do with being lazy. Amen. It's a spirit of fear.
Amen.
Amen. I know a lazy devil. Where are you at? Amen. Who was that I was talking about? Amen. No, no, no. I know a lazy spirit. This is not a lazy spirit. It's a spirit of fear. Amen. And spirit to believe the devil's lies. Amen.
It's a spirit that believes the devil's lies. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're going to curse that devil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't you? You don't have to go out there and get in the flesh and get something. Amen. Don't worry about that. Amen. You just be open to what God has for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So that spirit of fear, I curse you, spirit of fear, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I curse that spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, you can in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I tell you, you can make it in Jesus' name. And I open up provision for you right now. Jesse, get over there. Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister, hallelujah. Come out of that system right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come out of that system right now in the name of Jesus. It won't be there in 3 years anyhow. Hallelujah. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Release in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come out of that bondage right now in the name of Jesus. You ready to come out of that bondage or you still want to ride it for a while? All right. Come on out of that bondage in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're already out. Come on. You won't come out. Amen. Oh, don't mess with me, Pastor.
She prophesied to me, said someone's gonna come up and give me a job and it's gonna be light work.
And I received and hear the Holy Ghost go. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. I know because we need you. We need you. Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. You got it.
Okay.
Receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You ready? You know what, Rex? Tell them the truth. Four, 5 years ago, we had a church and nobody had a job, remember? We had a church. Am I telling the truth? How many had a job?
Not many.
No. Who had a job that you know of when we started the church?
I think Rita was working.
Rita was working.
No, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse Dickinson was working. Jesse Dickinson was the only one in the whole church with a job. How many people had an education? Amen. And everybody, somebody say amen. That's when the church started. 2 years later, we had a poll in the church. You hear me? And who was in the room when we had that poll? And we had a poll in the church, and we were just quizzing and said, okay, man, let's get back to what God said, amen. Remember, we all prayed for everybody to get, they wanted some income, amen. People just like you, they wanted some income, amen. And we took a poll over, what was the percentage? I'd say about 70, was it 70, safe? 70 to 75% of the church was over 50 grand, amen, was over 50 grand. And the majority of that, the majority of persons in the whole, and it wasn't no little group either, amen. The majority was making over 100 grand. Do you remember that? Somebody say hallelujah. If God did it for them, he can do it for you. If God did it for them, he can do it for you. Hallelujah. What did you do yesterday by faith? In one day? What did you say you pulled in one day? I'm going to tell you business. Glory to God. You got to testify and tell him, brother. What did you do? 400 in one day. Somebody say hallelujah. That's one day. How'd you like to pull in something like that? Amen. All you got to do is just get out there and hear God. Somebody say hallelujah. And we're sitting up here telling Rex, as soon as you get finished making money, we want to make some money with you. Come on. Somebody say, God can do it. You got to get your faith up there. You know, you don't need to have, you live in a community, you don't need to have, you know, thank God. Amen. Thank God. You want that job out there in Huntsville. You got it. It's going to be a good job. You're going to be blessed in it. But don't you say that's all God's going to do. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't believe that's all God's going to do. We have to preach the gospel. And this is the gospel, whether you want to hear it or not. And it will work for you just as well as it will work for anybody else. Amen. I'm prophesying, I'm speaking, you give it 2 years. Some of you are going to have your own businesses. Amen. You're going to be reigning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to come out of this stuff. Glory to God. But you got to hear God and obey. Amen. And some of y'all saying, hey, I won't go to work and do all this other stuff. Some of you are going to be working for yourself. God can do it. Confess this with me. Stand up right where you are. Amen. Say right now.
I curse
the spirit of poverty. And I speak abundance, which is the will of God, over my life.
My need to be is the need to be a blessing.
Pray it again. My need to be is the need to be a blessing. In years to come. I'd say about two or three.
I'd say about two or
It'll be nothing. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Rex wants to know if you have any devils. Glory. Oh, glory to God. Amen. He can do it for them. He can do it for you. Amen. Now, he said, listen. He said, in years to be. Amen. Some say maybe two or three. Say it. In years to be.
In years to be.
Maybe two or three.
It'll
be nothing for me.
It'll be nothing for me.
To be $100. Sower. How many of you love to have that kind of, and you don't have to put it all here. Some of y'all thinking, oh, they just want to bless the church. No, we can make it. Glory to God. I can hang in. Some say hallelujah, can't we, Crystal? Amen. But you should have to have that eyesight. Say, the Bible says, listen, you should be blessed enough to give into every good work. But you're not going to do that until people push you and excel you to go in that area. Amen. Some say no stragglers. Absolutely no stragglers. You can get out there and get God's best. Anybody else got anything else you need deliverance before we let you go? We about to go. Hallelujah. What you got? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else got anything that we want deliverance for? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Tracy. Amen. Ha. Hallelujah. Somebody say
thank God
for the deliverance
of
my
seed.
Right now,
in
the name of Jesus,
God
is moving over our families. God is moving over our families right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, their seed is delivered. Every principality that holds them captive is broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I speak over you increase. I speak over you increase right now in the name of Jesus. I call forth a 7-time-fold return on you this week. I call on you a 7-fold return on you this week right now in the name of Jesus. How many can receive that? How many can receive that right now in the name of Jesus? I call favor, the favor of God toward you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my gosh. That spirit of poverty. How many of you believe this? Glory to God. How many had the spirit of poverty nipping at your heels? Glory to God. If the spirit of poverty was nipping at your heels, I'm not talking about poverty. I'm talking about that spirit trying to tell you to go back. Amen. Trying to tell you to go back. You cannot reign. Amen. God wants to bring you out. There's a blessing. God wants to deliver you. Amen. Hallelujah. You two start praying in the Holy Ghost right now. Do you have the Holy Ghost, Tommy? Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. It's about money. Pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We ready to go. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah. Right after God told you he was going to bless you on that job, that thing opened up. You remember that? A day after. One day after. Glory to God. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, do something at Fidelity Investments. Hallelujah. By your power, by your might. Father God, Tommy, it's insurance, right? It's insurance, right? Father God, like a mighty rushing river, send in the accounts from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father God. Father God, call in corporate accounts, Father God. Lord God, do which only you can do, Father God. Let it blow his mind in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call forth. Father God, I just speak this year 25. I speak 25. 25. You can do whatever you want to do on your own, but I'm speaking 25, Dean, $4 million accounts. I'm going to speak it right out in the name of Jesus. May he gain notable. Father, make him notable in this area, Father God, that people would want his faith and his love over their money right now in the name of Jesus. Bring those accounts in the name of Jesus. Bring them to the forefront. Pull them out from the back. Put them to the forefront and let them always give you the glory right now in the name of Jesus. Please give Crystal some mortgage accounts right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, allow them to come in right now. Give her favor right now. Cause to switch around, Father God, not in her own efforts, not in her own works, Father God, for it's your desire that she be a minister, a woman set apart for your glory and for your purposes, Father God. So, Father God, I pray that as she works just 15 minutes, Father God, you give her a week's work of work. In Jesus' name we pray. Set it up, Father God. Send your angels out there to cause her to prosper and reign in it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get your act together. Holler, that company's about to come together. You need strong integrity. Strong integrity to do what God tells you to do. Amen. And to follow through on those projects. Because you won't go back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give yes. Hallelujah. God bless you too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put some music on. The money of this. We go. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. You're dismissed. Hallelujah. Because anything other than that would be out of the will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. What is the number to this old cell phone? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.